Blog Talk Radio.
I've got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow. Got that string around my finger. What a world, what a life, I'm in love. I've got a song that I sing, I can make the rain.
Welcome, America, to Breaking News Journal on Air Radio. I don't think we've ever had as special of a guest as we're going to have on today besides Lori from Biscuit Media and Front Gate Media, your wonderful, wonderful guest. Today we are going to be featuring the producer of the new movie that's to hit movie theaters this week, as a matter of fact, on Friday, called The Snake and the Mongoose. Now, The Snake and the Mongoose, this is a movie everybody's going to want to see. It's a trip down memory lane. Movie traces drag racing, a most colorful rivalry between Don the Snake, Prudhomme, and Tom the Mongoose, McGowan. And this is really a unique movie because this movie is going is talking about the people who actually went to Mattel and how that story got started, how they went to Mattel to get marketing on the cars for kids and how they did that also in the race car business. So that movie is going to be a great movie for everyone to see. And today we're going to have the producer of that movie on today, and her name is Robin, and we're expecting her to call in at any minute at 949-209-2957. And we expect to have all of you guys participating and listening. Listen, this is going to open on the 6th in Pomona, California, Charlotte, North Carolina, Dallas, Texas, Gainesville, Florida, Bakersfield, California, and Bowling Green, Kentucky. You guys want to get ready to get your tickets and get out to the theaters to see the movie. And then you on September 13th, it's going to actually air in Las Vegas and in Englishtown, New Jersey, Seattle, Washington, Chicago, Illinois, New York. So that's next weekend on the 13th. And then on the 20th, it's going to be in Topeka, Kansas, Reading, Pennsylvania, Houston, Texas, Bristol, Tennessee, St. Louis, Missouri. It's also going to air on the last showing. It seems it's going to be, opening, because it could last forever. You guys, it's going to take you guys to get out into the theaters to make sure that the movie is a success. It's September 27th, it'll be at Epping, New Hampshire, Denver, Colorado, Norfolk, Ohio, Atlanta, Georgia, Sedona, California, Phoenix, Arizona. And that's just a few of the things that's happening with the movie. I look forward to seeing it. We are working with Frontgate Media as well as Biscuit Media to promote this movie. Also, we are going to, of course, we're going to see if we can get some tickets for you guys, some of you guys out there, and especially my team that has been working so, production team that's been working so hard to promote all of our events. I definitely want to see if we can get some tickets for some of you guys out there, especially those who are in Arizona. I think we have it coming up in Arizona. So, yes, Phoenix is going to be the 27th of September, and our NOAA, Rosen, he has been a very wonderful promoter of Breaking News Journal and his entities. And so the Breaking News Journal on Air Radio would love to repay him by making sure he gets a chance to go into the theaters to see the Snake and the Mongoose. We're expecting Robin to call in at any time now. And for those who are trying to get through, is 949-209-2957. Again, 949-209-2957, and we will have Robin on, and we're expecting her to call in at any time. Now, you know, don't forget this is premiere time for this movie, and so of course a lot of times they get busy and stuff like that. She may be on a call with someone else. These things happen, and we understand that with Breaking News Journal. But we do want you to go out, and we want you to see the movie. I think that this is going to be really good, clean TV for families. We know it. we know it. And I look forward to when we get ready to launch the Breaking News Journal TV channel, having the snake and the mongoose in its lineup, because that's what we do here on Breaking News Journal. We want to make sure that all the media, you know, we have all those big media sources, but we don't have very few of the medium and small sources really being able to work together and get in on that pie. And Breaking News Journal, the TV channel, and feature films plan on getting in on that $2.3 trillion market to be able to launch the Breaking News Journal TV channel and feature films department. It's up to you, the audience, to make sure that we get where we're going with Breaking News Journal, and we're looking forward to you all working with us and us becoming a team and a family, the Breaking News Journal family, a team of media people and people that help us get information out to the public and others, and of course all of you producers and stuff that listen, your resources and stuff like that, to make sure you get it to the people so we can really launch the Breaking News Journal TV channel and really turn TV around. That's what our job is. That's what our mission is. That is what God has called us to do, and to break down those barriers of racial discrimination as well as, and I mean from everybody, because everybody from every so-called group, I call us all the American group as far as I'm concerned, or the people group. But for those who like to divide into racial lines, which there are so many different ethnic backgrounds now, I don't see how anybody can, but they do. So, you know, we go across those lines. We make sure that people will be hired as producers and directors and actors and stuff to do the content that we have to have based on their qualifications, never based on their skin color, but their ability to be able to do the job. Because those grassroots people, you're the ones out there. We're the ones out there. They really are working. We're right there. We have our boots on the ground. We're right there taking care of the business that we need to take care of. And so we are doing everything to make sure that we take care of you and giving you new sources to be able to put your revenue in, something for your children that's clean and decent, something that you don't have to worry about monitoring your kids about. So the snake and the mongoose, that's the one that you want to see. And it says that this movie tells the story of the groundbreaking accomplishments of drivers Don the Snake and Tom the Mongoose in the world of drag racing. Now, I'm not one for a lot of drag racing, but hey, I know that when you're in a stadium somewhere, everything becomes exciting. And it says, while being fierce competitors on the track, the pair were close friends and managed to revolutionize entertainment sports marketing, and they attracted Mattel's Hot Wheels division as a sponsor. So, see, you will. This is the cutting edge. This is historic information, and I love biographies. I love autobiographies, and I love biographies because at least because I'm not much of a reader, I can at least get a lot of the story and then follow up to find out what's true in the story and what's not true in the story. Like what happened in The Butler. You will be getting the actual review from Breaking News Journal by this weekend. And so we're going to be showing that and making sure that you guys understand how to be critical thinkers. That's what our job is. That's what we will do with Breaking News Journal. That's what we do here. And so anyway, the film tells about what they did and how they were able to get Mattel to sign on Mattel's division as a sponsor. Now, I used to work right down the street from Mattel's in Sepulveda, California, and that may very well be the Mattel's. That was their headquarters, and that may very well be the place that they went to get their contract. And that will be exciting in itself. And I really look forward to you guys going to the theaters to see it, look it up in your area to find out where it's going to show. Now, the places that I told you about, September 6th in Pomona, California, and Charlotte, also September 6th, Charlotte, North Carolina, Dallas, Texas, Gainesville, Florida, Bakersfield, California, and Bowling Green, Kentucky. And September 13th, it will be Las Vegas, yay, Nevada, Englishtown, New Jersey, Seattle, Washington, Chicago, Illinois, New York, New York. On the 20th, it will be at Topeka, Kansas, Reading, Pennsylvania, Houston, Texas, Bristol, Tennessee, St. Louis, Missouri. On September 27th, it will be in Epping, New Hampshire, Denver, Colorado. Yay, again, that's my home, people. Go out and see it. Norwalk, Ohio, Atlanta, Georgia, Sonoma, California, and Phoenix, Arizona, where Noah is. And so this would be great for you guys to go see. These guys regularly threw caution to the wind as they scrambled themselves into their race cars and powered up those motors. You guys know more about it. You guys know more about it than us women. Well, there are some women now in racing and stuff, but they would rear up those 2,000 horsepower engines and get going around the track. I think it's going to be very exciting, and I would encourage you to have your young people go out and see this movie. It's vitally important for young people to see something good in film today, because it's a rarity to be able to have that in today's market, to be able to go and see a movie that's clean and decent and that doesn't have some kind of hidden agenda or some kind of perversion in it. And then believe me, the people that are behind this movie are people that really take care of serious business. And I believe Disney is a part of this, or Universal is a part of this as well. I'm not for sure exactly. I may have that wrong, but I'm not for sure. But anyway, it said Universe, but it may be Universal. I'm not for sure. Could be a typo. So anyway, from my end. But anyway, I just wanted to make sure that you guys knew about The Snake and the Mongoose. I don't know where Robin is. I don't know if Robin forgot about it or whatever the case may be. But we will make sure that she comes on, and that, you know, that we, what we probably will have to do if she doesn't make it today is we will have to reschedule her. And since we have a lot more openings coming up for the movie, if we have to reschedule her for another week or another time, then we'll go ahead and do that. But we wanted to have her on today because today is a special time for her because they're going to be launching it for the first time. The premiere, the real premiere of it, will be Friday, and that's why, you know, we wanted her on and Lori from Front Gate Media has scheduled her. But we know that these guys can get very, very busy. And so what we're going to do, and what we do on Breaking News Journal, because we get busy as well, is when we give everyone up to 15 minutes to come on the air. If they don't get here, we're assuming that their schedule got tied up or that something may have happened that they had no control over. And we will go ahead and reschedule them for Breaking News Journal on air the next time. So, you know, if we have a minute to hear from her, if we don't hear from her within the next minute, then that's okay. We understand it. We will get that information over to her producers, see what we can do to get them back on the air to talk about the movie. Because, you know, I like to see the behind the scenes. I like to talk about the behind the scenes of a movie and what's going on, how they, you know, did the things that they did, the funny things that happened. And the guy who is playing the snake is also a doctor on Grey's Anatomy on ABC TV, so you would know who he is. It's exciting to find out that people like that are involved. And although he's on another movie, I think out of the country of America, I think that he, when he does come back in, we're going to schedule him on to be on Breaking News Journal on air as well, so that he can tell us about his experience doing the movie, The Snake and the Mongoose. And with that, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to say that it was a pleasure having talking about The Snake and the Mongoose, and we look forward to a successful premiere of it on Friday, the 6th of September. Be blessed, and I'll talk to you later.
Come rain, come shine, I meet you, and to me the world is fine. Then I kiss your lips, and the pounding becomes the ocean's roar. When you arouse the need in me, my heart says, Yes, indeed it is. Proceed to tell you that you're marvelous. Tell you that you're wonderful again. 'Cause I've got you under my skin. And I love you under my skin.